You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to start. Wow. Okay. First, the family of a 19-year-old who had died is suing Monster Energy Drink, claiming they are responsible. We're going to be talking about that lawsuit. We're also going to be talking about some of the highest caloric items in some of our top fast food chains, kind of eye-opening on what is what we're ingesting. Then there's an acupuncture wristband that appears to relieve nausea for those of us that suffer from migraines. Many of us have been dealing with the pressure points, and some of us know where the pressure points are to stop migraines, etc. But the nausea, pretty frustrating. And they have a bracelet out, and I really dig this kind of stuff. That stuff is kind of cool. Then we have somebody who has been arrested for killing his wife because he found out he didn't love her because he discovered he was gay and needed the insurance money. I don't get that, but pretty scary stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a story I wanted to talk about in the previous hour was how an IRS taxpayer advocate, apparently we have taxpayer advocates in the IRS, has suggested that the IRS make $1,000 apology payments to people that they targeted. National taxpayer advocate Nina Olson said the tax agency's exempt organizations unit trampled on eight of her of the 10 rights in the taxpayer's bill of rights. She says today the IRS is an institution in crisis. As a consequence of this crisis, she states the IRS gives limited consideration to taxpayer rights or fundamental tax administration principles as it struggles to get its job done. Now, Olson first had proposed these apology statements back in 2007 as a way for the IRS to restore taxpayer confidence. I think what blows my mind about this administration, it's all about buying and giving money out and Obama phones. I don't think conservatives want an $1,000 apology payment, okay? I think we want the IRS revamped. Olson first proposed these apology payments back in 07 as a way for the IRS to restore taxpayer confidence, according to USA Today. The most symbolic payments would be similar to those issued by tax agencies in the UK and Australia. She proposed capping them at a total of $1 million a year. See, okay, if that's taxpayer dollars and the IRS has to give back our money to us, how is that supposed to make us feel better? I'm confused. This makes no sense. They say the IRS is supposed to report to the Taxpayer Advocate Service, the TAS, anytime there's a delay of more than 30 days beyond normal processing times or anytime there's a systemic breakdown. The exempt organization units did neither, instead arguing that taxpayer advocates weren't necessary. All right. Olson's report also identified other systemic problems that contribute to the breakdown. They said there's an underfunding of the IRS has encouraged a widget-based approach to tax administration, getting work done in a way that allows as little interference as possible to the employees charged with doing the work. They also say there's no right of appeal. Public charities can appeal to the courts of the IRS, if the IRS doesn't give them a determination within 270 days. But groups applying for tax-exempt status like social welfare groups or Tea Party groups don't have that right. So there's that incongruity. Then they say there's no tracking of applications. The IRS's systems don't allow it to track average case processing times or check up on old cases. Back information needed to manage and plan its work, basic information needed, they say, to plan its workload. Okay, this is the same problem I had when the FDA said they needed more money after the Listeria outbreak. Okay, if somebody is doing their job correctly, then we don't need taxpayer dollars to fix the problem. Why doesn't everybody get fired and this be restarted? Why do we have to shell out more money? Now, I understand some of the Tea Party groups or some of the groups that were targeted may say, you know what, Dahlia, that's fine. I'll take the $1,000. Why not? They're going to give us $1,000. Well, because that's also my money. And that's your money. Okay? I mean, we're already paying enough taxes. Just for them to come back and give us a grand, I would rather, now I didn't apply, so I wouldn't be getting the grand, but it's still my tax dollars going to this. Like the FDA had needed more money, I don't know if they got it, after the Listeria outbreak. If they were doing their job to begin with, why do they need more money? Well, we need more money to do our job effectively. They're already getting millions of dollars. The IRS is already getting millions of dollars, billions of dollars. This doesn't make sense. If you don't do your job right, you get fired. And you know, not even in just regular job situations, if that job is not right for you, if you can't do that job, get fired. Like, for example, okay, if I was hired by a fire department because I want to fight fires, and I would love to do that. That's on my bucket list. I want to be a cop. I want to be a firefighter. These are things on my bucket list I still want to do, and I want to figure out how I could do. But if I join a fire department and I can't carry the hose and I don't know the safety standards on what I should be doing with my mask, etc., I have no business being there, and I should be fired. You should be fired if you aren't doing your job right. That doesn't mean more money has to be spent. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in on XM Channel 244, Talk Superstation, and all our affiliates out there. Big shout out to Squatty Potty, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Love us, Squatty Potty. Helps you poop, helps you eliminate your bowels. Remember, happy goal and happy life. Very easy to use, inexpensive, and I love it. Go to my website at Squatty Potty, or go to my website at drdahlia.com, or go to squattypotty.com to go and check that out. This headline caught my eye. An Indiana sextortionist gets 40-year sentence. Did you guys hear about this? Richard Leon Finkbeiner apparently was sentenced to 40 years in prison today and fined $70,000 for coercing more than a dozen teenagers into performing sex acts online. He's 40 years old. He admitted that he tricked young people into stripping or performing sexual acts for him via webcam. Then he used those recordings of those sessions to coerce them into making yet more explicit videos. So basically, he got them on tape, and then he turned around and blackmailed them. He, Brazil, Indiana, agreed in January. And isn't it interesting? Yeah, I guess there's a city named Brazil, Indiana. There's a Manhattan, Kansas. There's a, it's interesting. There's a Seattle, New Mexico. I don't know, but it's interesting when there are these cities of, you know, every time somebody, I'll run into somebody going, yeah, you know, I live in Manhattan. And I'm like, oh man, I go to, you know, New York, I'll tell you, no, I'm Manhattan, Kansas. They must get sick of that. Now, they shouldn't have to change your name by any means, but boy, they got a lot of splaining to do, don't they? Anyway, I'm from Brazil. Ooh, Brazil! No, Brazil, Indiana. Alright. Anyway, he agreed in January to plead guilty to child exploitation, extortion, and possession of child pornography in exchange for a recommended sentence of 30 to 50 years in prison. All right, this is called sextortion. It's a scheme that targeted hundreds of minors across the country, some as young as 12 years old. Investigators who analyzed electronic media seized from him more than 22,000 video files captured from webcam feeds, about half of which depict sexual conduct. This guy is one sick duck. Very sick. Now, I still don't understand why a teenager would in the first place do anything like that online. What are these kids thinking? Okay, now, true, he obviously has some competency in coercion, manipulation. This is somebody that is a predator, okay? And, you know, not all of us are going to be immune to it. But if you think you have a child that is going to listen to the behest or the request of listen to their request and honor it by taking off their clothes on a webcam, you might want to sit down with your kid and give them a little talking to. I don't understand why these kids don't realize that's stupid. Because once that's captured, then it gets, you're screwed. Now they've got you. Now I understand they probably didn't think it was a 40-year-old man. Maybe they thought they were talking to another girl, another teenager. They fell for that person. They said, show me something a little raunchy. Again, it's manipulation. People get manipulated all the time. People have always been manipulated. You know, oh, honey, yes, I'll still love you in the morning type of thing. So, you know, manipulation has always been out there. But our children need to have enough sense to not do anything on video. If any of my boyfriends wanted to take a picture of me in the nude, I would have said no. Now, nobody asked. Because there was probably no demand, right? You know, if there's no demand, there's no supply. But still, I would have said no because a picture can last forever. I've seen pictures of the Civil War. There, we got pictures dating back of Abraham Lincoln and the battlefield, which means if we're looking at pictures done, you know, years ago, my guess is a picture of me in the nude would be circulating as well, no matter how awful the image could be. So, talk to your kids, okay? You may think your kids are doing right, okay? And it may not be as, like I said, blatant as some 40-year-old man, and they go, Mom, I want to dance naked for this 40-year-old man. It's probably not like that. Probably starts out where they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they're like, I'll show you yours if you show me mine. Snap a quick picture, I promise you, delete it. Great, you promise you'll delete it? Of course I'll delete it. And it's over. That's it. And teach your kids. I have two boys. Okay? No conversation is untouched in my house, even if they aren't old enough or ready for it. And you bet your butt, okay, I'm going to have a conversation with them where you do not take a picture of your girlfriend later. Because if she is 16 or 17, that's child pornography. You will go to jail. But she sent me the picture, Mom. Then, one, erase it. Two, that woman is not a good woman for you. Any girl sending naked pictures to you is not probably the marrying type, okay? And the only woman in my boys' lives right now and for a very long time is their mama. They don't need some teenager sending them nude pictures of herself. No, that girl needs to step off. I'll tell the parents, I don't care. But just realize this is what's going on now with these kids. Okay, nobody's passing notes in history class anymore. They're passing pictures of their boobies or of the family jewels. That's what's being passed in history class right now. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So here's another headline that caught my eye. This is according to, I guess, New York Daily News. Gay man in Chicago killed his wife for insurance payout. Chicago man is on trial for allegedly murdering his wife for insurance money after realizing he was no longer in love with her because he's gay. Caller Brewer, Darren Brewer, 26 years old, allegedly plotted to kill his wife, Kenyatta, Caller Brewer, for an insurance payout. He worked for the U.S. National Guard, had a life insurance policy through the Reserve Military Police. Oh, I think the wife did. Prosecutors allege that Brewer and his younger brother, Dujon Powell, plotted to kill the wife before the couple's marriage was over, giving the former husband the money. They had two children together. This is some pretty scary stuff. Both brothers are charged in a murder, and the trial is expected to last for several more days. You almost wonder why the gay part came up. I mean, did he think that was going to be a defense? I'm gay, and I didn't love her anymore. Oh, so because you don't love her anymore, you killed her. Ah, thank you for telling us that. This would have been a whole nother case. Now we could demote it from first-degree murder to maybe accidental manslaughter. Thank you for telling us you were gay. I get it now. I don't even understand why that's even a part of the defense. That makes no sense whatsoever. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a Northern California mother of a teenager who died from cardiac arrhythmia is blaming his death on Monster Beverage Corporation. The lawsuit was filed yesterday saying that the boy's death was caused by habitually drinking the company's energy drink. The boy, Alex Morris, 19 years old, went into cardiac arrest during the early morning hours of July 1. This was last year. Taken to the hospital and pronounced dead. According to the lawsuit, he wouldn't have died if he did not drink two cans of Monster Energy drink every day for 3 years before his death. Paula Morris has listed the mother as a plaintiff in the case. This lawsuit comes after the family of the 14-year-old girl of Maryland who sued the company last year after she consumed two 24 ounces of Monster Energy drink and died. Now, the question is a 19-year-old cognizant and competent enough to not put something like that in his body on a regular basis, or is Monster Energy drink liable because they did not warn people of the health effects? Did these kids know that they could drop dead of cardiac arrest? 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits, all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had written about teenagers and what they're supposed to be recommended to drink with their meals. Now, I think his email was in response to what we were talking about yesterday, where with teenagers, there was a study saying we should introduce more chicken into their diet because the chicken helps prevent diabetes later in life, and we need to start introducing the leaner types of meats, even though I don't choose white meat chicken. I love the taste of dark meat chicken. So, you know, if I was a teenager and you said, Dahlia, eat more chicken, I would probably be reaching for Kentucky Fried Chicken, asking for all thighs and legs. And at that point, you're almost looking at equal calories to red meat. But in terms of what to drink, and this kind of ties in with the what we talked about in the previous segment of the mother who's suing Monster Energy over her 19-year-old's death when he went into cardiac arrest. From what I understand, he had drunk 2 cans of Monster Energy drink every day for 3 years before his death. Now, I'm sure Monster Energy would probably use that as their defense, saying, why would anybody be drinking this? and not regular drinks. Monster Energy is only supposed to give you a pick-you-up. It's not supposed to be a daily drink, even though that's why these caffeine drink companies have done so well. Okay, I know many people in the radio business, many people in the TV business, Hollywood, etc. That's how they get their energy. That's how they're able to do what they need to do. They're getting their big jolt of caffeine. They get it quick. They don't have to walk around with a hot cup of coffee. They're able to down a Red Bull, down a Monster drink, and get what they need to do throughout that morning. They're happy people, etc. Especially since we're being told to stay off the soda. For years, people have been drinking some soda in the morning to wake themselves up. Now that we're afraid of soda, okay, we've moved to Monster Energy drink. So somebody's going to argue, why is a 19-year-old kid drinking two cans of Monster Energy drink for 3 years? Why isn't he drinking water, milk, juice? I think we do forget to, and it's a sad case. It's a shame. I don't think the boy knew. It's a drink. It's out there. He probably thought of it like a cola. Didn't stop to think that maybe that wasn't the most healthy thing. And if the Monster Energy did cause his death, I don't think he obviously would have predicted that. I mean, if somebody told him that this could do that, or if there were warnings, maybe he would have heeded. We don't know. It's always hard to be Monday morning quarterback to go back and think. But what I recommend teenagers drink and young adolescents is still low-fat milk, water, healthy juices. I don't think we drink enough water. Our bodies were designed to take in water. True. If you have a soda, there's water in the soda. There's water in coffee. There's water in tea. But your body needs to work extra hard to extract that. Now, I'm not saying coffee and tea are unhealthy, but don't think you're getting proper amounts of water just because there's water mixed into the Tang, right? Oh, you want some Tang? Fine. Well, mix it up. It'll have water. You're getting your water. True. Your body is designed to figure out how to extract the water. Your body is brilliant. But if you don't have to make your body work that hard, don't make it work that hard. Drink some water. Let the body get the water it needs. Now, there is no formal recommendation on how much water you need to drink. That was one of your other questions that you sent me. How much water are we supposed to drink? Now, we've been using 8 to 10 glasses a day for decades. And I'm still okay with that number. I'm not worried about hyponatremia, too low salt, etc. But the reason why I'm happy with that number is because I practice in Southwest United States. Okay? I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is hotter than hot. I think it's supposed to get up to 117 degrees next week. So I deal with people that are not drinking enough. So for me, I'm like, push the fluids. Now, there's always an argument, well, when do you drink Gatorade and when do you drink water? When do you need your salts? Well, if you're sweating a lot, yes, you need your salts. But for the most part, if you could have water with your meals, I think you'd do a heck of a lot better. Plus, I remember Weight Watchers back in the 80s. They would teach you, you got to drink water before your meal. Drink water before the meal, maybe 20 minutes before, etc. Makes you feel kind of full, and you get your fluids in. It's brilliant. Water helps with constipation. I'm a huge fan of Squatty Potty. I love Squatty Potty, but even Squatty Potty agrees. You got to get your fluids in. So, you know, water is important. And so it's just something that I think we always talk about food, and we always talk about staying away from soda. Remember, some of these kids take that literally. Fine. I won't get my caffeine from Mountain Dew. Got it. I don't want to gain weight. Got it. And they're figuring that out. A lot of young people now are starting to avoid soda, but then they're going to the energy drinks. And I mean, either we need to sit there and define each and everything and give explicit instructions on each and everything, or we need to have these companies put on their bottles, if there are known safety risks, to put that on there. Where the question is going to lie is if Monster Energy drink does pose any health risk. Okay? You have two people here that died. Very sad cases. A 14-year-old and a 19-year-old of cardiac arrest. Was it really the energy drink? Would they have died from downing a bunch of Mountain Dew? or downing four cups of coffee. All right? They didn't. If they weren't coffee drinkers, we wouldn't know. Were they going to die anyway because they had an underlying cardiac problem that was never diagnosed? It's very easy for us to assume it was the caffeine. And I, as a doctor, have seen the caffeine put people into abnormal rhythms. Okay? But what was underlying about it? If the average person drinks these energy drinks and nothing happens to them, does the company need to put that there could be health risks? What I think the company should do, if we still don't have any evidence or proof, what I think the company should do is on their label, remind them this has X amount of caffeine, which has not been studied enough, okay? And check with your doctor first. Why not? Why not put that on there? Okay? I don't think we should force companies to put something on there saying this could be hazardous to your health if it hasn't been proven that it is hazardous to your health. Okay? I don't think we have to go that far. But maybe they could say, understand, you are going to be drinking in a big jolt of caffeine. Make sure this, you know, your doctor okays it. Now, yeah, that could hurt business. Okay? And I mean, is the average teenager going to go, you know what, I will stop drinking that, I will go to the doctor, and I will see. You know, no. But maybe that'll save them from these wrongful death lawsuits. If there is evidence saying that these energy drinks are causing heart arrhythmias, okay, and if a big bolus of caffeine could do that, then yes, then they need to say this could be hazardous to the heart, it could be hazardous to your health. But they don't have to put that if it hasn't been proven yet. All I know is I've had some patients who come in atrial fibrillation, young patients, abnormal heart rhythms, and when I ask them, what did you do today, I had a couple energy drinks. All right? So it's easy for me to put the two together, but did they have something else underlying causing them to have heart issues? We don't know. Okay? That has to be determined. Do some of us carry the gene that'll put us higher at risk for atrial fibrillation or SVT than other people? So, we do live in a democracy. We can't force companies to put something on there that hasn't been proven yet. But do I think they need to alert people that this is a big, huge, quick bolus of caffeine because it's not being sipped like a hot cup of coffee but being chugged? Yeah. There could be some sort of warning saying, remember, this is a big dose of caffeine you could be chugging. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Definitely check out Freeze Dry Guy at freezedryguy.com. It's never too early to be prepared. They got great food, great prices, great sealable storage pouches, and they last a very, very long time. Yummy food. I've eaten some of it. I've loved it. So please check that out. Oh, boy. Boy, we got a lot to talk about here. I also want to talk about digital dementia. So looks like it's appearing to hurt our young techies out there. So we're going to talk about that. All right. First, let's review some very common diet or menu items. Apparently, this comes from Mail Online. The highest calorie menu items at America's top 10 fast food chain revealed. Okay? So we're talking Dunkin' Donuts, White Castle, etc. White Castle tops the list. 20 chicken rings are 1,760 calories. 1,700 calories. For most of us, that's all the calories we're allowed in a day. 1,700 calories for their 20 chicken wings. We don't have a White Castle where I live, but I have tried their little burgers. They're good. They're yummy. The little frozen things you can get. Burger King, Ultimate Breakfast Platter, 1,450 calories. This is according to Market Watch. They say McDonald's big breakfast with syrup and margarine, 1,350 calories. KFC's 10-piece bag of chicken bites, the original recipe chicken bites, 1,300 calories. Wendy's, Dave's Hot and Juicy, 3/4 pound triple patty with cheese, 1,100 calories. Kind of blows your mind that that's less calories than the other chicken wings. Huh, Panera Bread, steak and white cheddar on a French baguette, close to 1,000 calories. 980. Taco Bell's volcanic nachos, 970 calories. Dunkin' Donuts' frozen mocha coffee colada with cream, 730 calories. What about Subway? They say the mega melt on flatbread with egg, 660 calories. And then Pizza Hut, a 14-inch large meat lover's pan pizza, 470 calories. Now, hold on a second. A large pizza, only 400 calories? Huh. That's interesting. A 14-inch large meat lover's pan pizza, 14-inch. What's the small size one? The small size ones, those are 8-inch personal pans. So you're telling me that a 14-inch is 470 calories? The 8-inch must be smaller, especially if it's cheese. That can't be right, huh? I mean, that actually, that's not that bad for calories. I'm not saying it's healthy, go out and eat it, but 470 calories, unless they're saying if you take a slice of it. I don't know. They aren't specifying. Interesting. So, again, you know, as we're asking fast food places to put the calories on there, just assume that things are probably a little higher than you would guess. Okay? Watch your calories. This is a very important topic we need to talk about. An immigrant had fallen into a coma in New Jersey. He wakes up in Poland because the hospital deported him, even though he lived in the U.S. for 30 years. Apparently, Władysław Haniszewski is receiving treatment now in the town of Bolesławik, despite having lived in the U.S. for the past 60 years. Apparently, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick deported the 69-year-old who had been living in America illegally because he had no medical insurance. Meanwhile, the hospital that he's in now claims he also lacks health insurance in Poland, and his care is costing the medical facility a few hundred dollars a day. Doesn't sound like anybody wants him. Polish Consul General Emma Juncik-Jemeka said she and other diplomats are trying to help him after the hospital suddenly shipped him overseas without informing his friends or family. All right, so here's a question, okay? Are we allowed to, in America, stabilize and ship when it comes to having somebody without insurance falling into a coma and on the hospital's dime? Does the hospital have a right, assuming they stabilize them, which costs money in and of itself, do they have a right to ship somebody to another facility? I say they do. Absolutely. If somebody is here illegally, nobody's paying the bills, the hospital can't go under. They are allowed to ship the person, I mean, on their dime. It's expensive to ship somebody to a facility that would hopefully take care of them. Absolutely, they have a right. The stabilize and ship idea is something that many hospitals need to, unfortunately, take on because, it costs money. You know, I've seen patients for free, but it hurts when that happens financially. It does. Okay, you know, I know it looks like hospitals are stocked with supplies, but it takes money to stock those supplies. Not to mention, hospitals have to pay staff. So, if he was here illegally, and he had to go, then he was sent back to his country. The fact that he was able to live here for 30 years isn't a negative on the country. It's a positive for him. He got to live here 30 years illegally. Why didn't he in 30 years try to go by the legal process? You know, I know what's going to happen. There's going to be a woe is me attitude with this. You're going to have, you know, people complain that the hospital that did that, they're going to try to boycott the hospital. They're going to say this hospital was bad. Has anybody run a hospital? I haven't run a hospital, but I've run a medical clinic, and I'm going to tell you, it is financially straining. My clinic could not take care of a person in a coma. We don't get that kind of money. I couldn't do it. And so I see how the media is going to kind of taint this and twist this. They're going to say you had a man here living in America for 30 years and we had to deport him. Okay, he was living here for 30 years. Well, that's what I'm saying. He was living here for 30 years. I mean, is there any thank you for that? Why is the glass half empty? Let's look at the glass being half full. Somebody was able to live here for 30 years illegally and be able to benefit from our tax dollars. He doesn't have medical insurance, which is very sad, okay? And that's very frustrating. But there was a country that he's from that still took him. If he is Polish, now Poland has to decide how they're going to take care of their citizens. If he's a Polish citizen, he's a Polish citizen. It doesn't matter where he's living illegally. Now, if Poland decided because he left and he hasn't been paying taxes to renounce his citizenship, okay, that's their decision. But it doesn't sound like they did. So if you are a citizen of a country, that country needs to take care of you. There's only so much America can do. Trust me, I would love to be a country where we could take care of everybody. Okay? And if you fall into a coma, we can do everything we can and not ship you. I would love for us to be at that point. But hospitals are going under. People forget that. Okay? The fact that the hospital successfully shipped somebody in a coma without them having any medical sequelae and lived through it, all right, and the hospital put in that cost, is anybody telling the hospital, wow, well done? Now, I know one of you may argue, well, wouldn't it be cheaper just to take care of them than to ship them? Apparently not. Apparently the hospital had to weigh their options, and it was cheaper to ship them. But, if you're going to be here 30 years, you may want to foresee that if something like this happens, you're going to have to go back to your country of which you're a citizen or try and become a citizen here. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.